I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Tuesday, March 14th. We'll tell you what the president is now saying about that bank collapse and what this could mean for interest rates moving forward. Also, what to expect from a huge new drilling project in Alaska and why it's so controversial. And we have an update about Senator McConnell's health. Plus, how your sleep could impact vaccine effectiveness, which team is the most popular pick so far to win March Madness, and what to know about Pi Day. Those stories and more news coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. President Biden addressed the nation, trying to reassure Americans their money is safe and there's no need to panic. He spoke from the White House after two big banks failed over the weekend and federal agencies decided to step in. Remember, Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank went under, but the federal government said all of their customers are now protected, thanks to a special fund set up by the nation's banks and from the sale of the failed bank's assets. So taxpayers will not be footing the bill, at least not directly. But while the bank's customers may get access to all of their money still, President Biden said the management staff of the failed banks are getting fired, and investors who knowingly took a risk are losing their money. Biden also says there will be an investigation to figure out how the collapse happened. Already, the Federal Reserve said it's reviewing how it supervised and regulated Silicon Valley Bank to see if there's something that can be learned from the experience. Speaking of the Fed, there's now doubt over whether it will keep its pace of interest rate hikes, especially since most experts agree those hikes have a lot to do with why SVB failed in the first place. So investors are keeping a close eye on what the Fed is going to do next. Already, though, it's been a wild week on Wall Street. Yesterday, the stocks of America's regional banks sank so much, there was a temporary halt in trading. Shares of bigger banks were less affected. To be continued. The federal government formally approved a massive, controversial drilling project in Alaska. The so-called Willow Project is worth roughly $7 billion, and it's being led by oil giant ConocoPhillips. The company expects it will produce about 180,000 barrels of oil a day at its peak. This plan has gotten a lot of support from the oil industry, labor unions, Alaska lawmakers, and more. They say the project would create about 2,500 jobs and bring in as much as $17 billion in revenue for the federal government. At the same time, environmental activists and some Native American communities have fought this project. They call it a carbon bomb and say it's a betrayal of President Biden's promise to move away from fossil fuels. Willow is expected to release about 9.2 million metric tons of carbon pollution a year. That's like adding nearly 2 million cars to the roads each year. Plus, there are concerns about freshwater sources and threats to animals who live in the region. So this decision will likely be challenged in court. Separately, in what's seen as an effort to offset some of the criticism, the Biden administration announced a new conservation plan. It prevents or limits oil drilling in 16 million acres of Alaska and the Arctic Ocean. But oil industry officials have criticized that plan, while some environmental activists say the move was not enough to make up for the impacts of Willow. It could be the deadliest day of fighting since Russia first invaded Ukraine more than a year ago. In just one day this week, Ukraine's military said it killed about 1,100 Russian soldiers in the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. And Russia said it killed more than 220 Ukrainian troops. Russia has been trying to take the small city for months, but Ukraine has been fighting back hard. And just this week, its president said Ukraine's future hinges on the outcome of the fighting in the east, including in and around Bakhmut. By the way, this week, the Biden administration announced the thousands of Ukrainians who fled to America when the war first started can now get an extension on their authorization to stay in the U.S. for an extra year. This week, the U.S. and South Korea launched their largest round of joint military drills in years. They're expected to run for 11 days. And the U.S. and South Korea say they're just defensive. But as expected, North Korea is not happy about that. And it responded by testing its first submarine-fired cruise missiles. North Korean state media say the test showed the country is now within striking distance of Japan, including American military bases in Okinawa. But experts say it would take years, extensive resources, and major technological improvements for North Korea to build a fleet of submarines able to carry out those kinds of strikes. Of course, this wasn't North Korea's first drill. After more than 70 missile tests last year, North Korea has fired several more rounds already this year. Experts say the country is trying to pressure the U.S. into accepting it as a legitimate nuclear power and relax international sanctions. All right, we have an update for you about the top Republican in Congress. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell left the hospital nearly a week after falling at a Washington hotel where he was going to a private dinner. McConnell is 81. He suffered a concussion and a broken rib. It's still not clear when McConnell's going to be able to get back to the Senate. The next step is inpatient physical therapy at a rehab facility. Still, the minority leader's staff says he's recovering well. McConnell is just one of a few different senators who have been out with health issues in recent weeks. Senator John Fetterman is being treated for depression after a stroke, and Senator Dianne Feinstein is out with shingles. The Senate is scheduled to convene again today. All right, we have much more news for you still coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. Hiring is one of the most important things we can do as business owners, and finding the right tools to help out can go a long way. So don't spend hours on multiple job sites looking for candidates with the right skills when you can do it all with Indeed. Find top talent fast with Indeed's suite of powerful hiring tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. If you hate waiting, Indeed's U.S. data shows over 80% of Indeed employers find quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job. I know when I've had to hire, it feels like I needed to move fast and not waste any time. Well, turns out finding great talent does not have to be a second job. You can reclaim your time and find top talent fast with Indeed. And now with Indeed, you only pay for quality applications that meet your criteria. Visit Indeed.com/newsworthy to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Terms and conditions apply. Cost per application pricing not available for everyone. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So you might want to get rested up before getting your next vaccine. A new study found sleeping less than 6 hours a night can weaken vaccine effectiveness, especially for men. Researchers from the U.S., U.K., France, and Sweden evaluated hundreds of adults who got shots for the flu and hepatitis. They compared the antibody responses of people who slept for 7 to 9 hours a night and those who slept for less than 6 hours. And in men who got less sleep, the immune response to the shots was lower. In women, it varied. Researchers say they think it has something to do with the sex hormone levels, though more research is needed there. Either way, the study's author says she hopes this inspires people to prioritize their sleep before vaccine appointments. Still, we should note, even though the immune response was lower when people got less sleep, the shots were still beneficial. Drug maker Pfizer has made a lot of money from COVID-19 vaccines and treatments, and now it's looking into ways to expand. Its latest investment is in the cancer-fighting business. Pfizer spent about $43 billion to acquire Seagen, a company that makes cancer treatments that target tumor cells while sparing healthy tissue around them. Four treatments are already on the market and more are in development. Pfizer CEO says his company will deliver cancer therapy to the world at a scale that has never been seen before. Both Pfizer and Seagen's boards have approved this deal, but regulators still need to look at it. The companies expect scrutiny, but still think they'll be able to complete the transaction late this year or early next year. So this is an issue that's been going back and forth for years now. This time, it's companies like Uber, Lyft, Instacart, and DoorDash who scored a win in court. A California appeals court said the companies could keep treating their workers as independent contractors under the state's Proposition 22. That's a ballot measure voters approved back in 2020. Because of Prop 22, workers can make their own schedule and have more freedom as contractors, but they don't have access to a guaranteed minimum wage, overtime, or benefits that employees would. Essentially, this week's ruling lets all of that continue with one small change. The court did away with a clause in Prop 22 that made it tough for workers to unionize. Still, a group of California drivers and labor unions could end up appealing the latest ruling to the state's Supreme Court. You might notice a lot of people in your office distracted this week trying to get their brackets together. New data from the American Gaming Association says about a quarter of all American adults are going to place bets on March Madness. That's about 68 million people, about 20 million more than just last year, and 18 million more than those who bet on last month's Super Bowl. Among those placing bets now, the Kentucky Wildcats are so far the most popular choice to win the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament, not the Alabama Crimson Tide, who's actually considered the top seed. Still, Alabama is another popular pick for bettors, along with the Texas A&M Aggies, Gonzaga Bulldogs, and UCLA Bruins. All in all, the AGA says $15.5 billion will be bet on the tournament. Whether you love math or love food, today is a good day to celebrate. It's Pi Day. And yes, we're talking about pi, pi, the mathematical sign that represents the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter. The most accurate value for pi is more than 62 trillion digits. But it's rounded to 3.14, which is why we celebrate every year on the date 314. It was first celebrated 35 years ago at San Francisco's Exploratorium. Today, that museum is hosting a parade and has invited a math artist to create poetry and other works of art for the occasion. You can also celebrate today with deals on pie, P-I-E, the sweet kind, pot pies or pizza pies. There are deals being offered at places like Domino's, Papa John's, and Whole Foods, along with several other bakeries and pizza places around the country. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, a quick shout-out to another daily podcast that would be perfect for your playlist after you get your news. Have you heard of Optimal Living Daily yet? This is a podcast that's always in the top charts for good reason. It's a simple idea, really. The host, Justin, who's an award-winning audiobook narrator, gets permission from the most popular online writers and reads their best articles for you. A little bit like an audiobook, but a short article every day to add some positivity, inspiration, and motivation in your life, and ultimately, more happiness, helping you learn and grow. Check it out and subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. It's called Optimal Living Daily. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, which writer holds the Guinness World Record for the most translated works? You can play along with us in our weekly roundup email that comes out each Friday. Simply sign up to get it at thenewsworthy.com/email or find the link in today's episode notes. As for last week's trivia question, who was the first gymnast to get a perfect 10 score? The answer is Nadia Comăneci. She was only 14 years old when she competed for the Romanian team at the 1976 Olympics in Montreal. It was her very first Olympics, but her 30-second routine on the uneven bars was so perfect that all of the judges awarded her a 10, a feat that, until then, was considered impossible. Then she did it another 7 times for different routines. Only 2 other women have ever matched her perfect 10 score, American Mary Lou Retton in 1984 and Romanian Daniela Silivas in 1988. Well, thank you so much for listening today and sharing the show. We'll be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.